Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yes it is. And a hearty good morning to you and yours, D and R, 98.7 ESPN. You've made it to Friday. The weekend is just about here. We've got hot, beautiful NFL schedules. And we've got New York baseball. So you got the good, you got the bad, you got the Knicks, you got the Devils. You have the morning roast at 7:45. You have plays of the week at 9:50. You have me. You have Rick. Good morning, Rick DiPietro. How are you?
I'm not doing great, David. I am not doing great.
So when you had the conversation the other day with upper management about if I have no voice, do I still do the show? I guess the answer, in fact, is yes.
Well, no, the answer was yes at the time. I gave him all different scenarios. If it sounds like this, if it sounds like this, if it sounds like this, we'd like you to battle through.
And I guess this also was battle right through it.
Battle right through it. We're warriors in this show.
Now, even good news for you.
Even if our baseball team is slowly, methodically killing us.
Do you think the Mets are at all responsible for your voice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You blame them entirely.
Entirely on the Mets.
Because they are such a disaster right now.
Such a disaster. It's not my Little League team. Little League team, we're the comeback kids. Last inning rallies to win baseball games. This Mets team, this is what's doing it. I was listening to Kay yesterday talking about, calling up the young kids. Well, what else are we going to do? What's the other option? Tell me.
Rick, they've been shut out seven times already. They're being shut out about once every 5.5 games right now of the season. Just to show you, because you say, is that a lot? Right? It sounds like a lot. Is that a lot? I'll ask you. I'll make you look good because I know you know. How many times did the Mets get shut out the entirety of last season's 162 games?
I believe the answer to that is eight.
Eight.
Yep.
And they've now been shut out seven.
But you got to tip your cap.
Stop it. If I would have told you that heading into that game, you would be shut out by that combination of Cincinnati Reds, you would have screamed at me. You got shut out by Law, Lively, Sims, and what's the guy that closed this thing out?
The long hand of the Law.
And you have got to be kidding me.
It's a bullpen game against the Cincinnati Reds, yes.
On a getaway day.
On a getaway day.
And you give nothing? Nothing?
Nothing, no. Six hits. Thanks.
You got to be kidding me. Now, we sat here, they're so talented, and they're really good, and I don't think you have to worry. Okay, well, let me ask you this then. And I don't mean to yell at you, but I'm just frustrated. When can I worry? If not now, when?
No, I think now.
Okay. So now I can worry.
No, I think now is the time to worry. Because outside of making a move or calling up Mauricio or Vientos, this is what your lineup is.
And this is what your rotation is going to be like, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, we still got to get Scherzer figured out.
Right, but this, I mean, yes, of course you do. But this is what it's going to look like.
This is what it's going to look like, yeah. And Verlander fortunately looked good. He did what an ace was supposed to do. I mean, Senga was not great.
And by the way, it's not like, so yesterday was what, Thursday? It's not like Wednesday you were knocking down the door with 11 runs on 14 hits. You barely cobbled two runs together.
You've scored two runs in the last 19 innings.
Unacceptable.
You've lost 13 in your last 17. And I understand what's like.
And to who?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, you lost five straight series. Washington, Colorado, Detroit, Cincinnati, of those five series, those are the four teams that aren't good. They're a combined 18 games under 500 that you've lost to.
These are bad. It doesn't get easier than this. I'm sorry. And I know you say all the time that there's no easy game, there's no easy teams, but you know what? Even if that's accurate, even if you're right with that, it doesn't get easier than this. Like, what they've had is probably the easiest stretch on their schedule, and they're not losing some games. They're losing almost all the games they're playing now.
Right. You're right. I mean, to have lost 13 of your last 17, to be as anemic offensively as they've been, and on top of that, having some serious questions about everyone in your rotation outside of Justin Verlander. And I get the whole Senga thing too, right? Like, I mean, it's you fall behind early. You get the India, leadoff double, but then I know you got the bloop. You got kind of the excuse me single. He threw 37 pitches in the first inning, man. Reds four runs with two outs in the first inning. When you know your team can't score runs, that is the last thing you want to have happen.
No, and then it becomes kind of catches on from guy to guy to guy, thinking to yourself, well, we're down four runs. How are we going to get that? And then guys press, and then they stress out. And it's bad news right now. It's bad news, and I got to be honest with you, I don't know how it gets better. Like, you think to yourself, okay, you got a weekend with Washington. Well, what does that mean?
At this rate, nothing.
Yeah, exactly. There's no layup for the Mets. There's no, well, we got Detroit, we got Washington, we got Cincinnati. I mean, those. You know what's happening right now? Those teams are looking at the Mets saying, you know what, that's a get-right series for us.
Well, and here's the problem, too, is now, and I like Tyler McGill, but now you got McGill and Lucchese followed up by TBD.
Great. He's going to be good, though. TBD, I hear, really good. He's got
really
a great splitter.
Yeah. Solid, yep.
Excellent splitter. Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, they're in trouble right now. There's no two ways around it. And I know I always preach to you, you can't take any team for granted. You can't discount any win against bad teams, but at some point, I mean, if you're a team that has the goal of winning a championship, I mean, and you're chasing a team as good as the Braves are, like, these are games that you have to find a way, especially yesterday by going against the Reds in a bullpen game.
Oh, on a getaway day, you think the Reds showed up to the park thinking to themselves, we're gonna blank the Mets?
No, but they probably like their chances.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure everybody does now. Doesn't matter who you face.
Here's the other problem, though, Dave. Like, yeah, I mean, I just brought up the four runs in the first inning, and you get behind, and all of a sudden now everyone's kind of gripping the bat a little tighter because everyone wants to win. Everyone wants to contribute to winning. The problem, too, is just in general, they've been getting bludgeoned in first innings.
Yes.
Bludgeoned. Like, the stat was, it might have changed because they scored the four runs. I don't know how many runs up, but the graphic that came out, They've been outscored 31-9 in the first inning this season.
Which is really embarrassing.
Which is not good.
On both accounts. The fact that you only have 9 runs in the first inning and the fact you've given up 31.
Yeah, right. Like, give me a second to settle in. Make the other team chase it a little bit.
Right. And think about this now. What are the last two wins they have, mind you? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, the last two wins are a 2-1 win. Verlander 2-1 win and a 1-0 win against Colorado.
Okay. So you've won two games in the last week, and the two wins were scoring two and scoring one. Yes. This is not sustainable. You're going to fall out of things quickly if you don't turn it around this weekend, immediately.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, the offense has to wake up. I mean, there's too much talent in that lineup, and I don't know why, like, there are moves that could be made. Like, I don't know why you would wait. Like, you need guys in that dugout that can help you win baseball games. If you got guys that you're keeping around just because they're veteran guys and you like them and you think they're good in the clubhouse, I'm all for that. You know how I feel about that. But if what you have on the field isn't translating into wins, you got to do something. You have to. And you got guys, and again, I understand. I've said it 1,000 times, and we talked about this. I don't expect the young guys to step in right away and all of a sudden be huge difference makers. But at some point, you have to, if the guys you have up top aren't getting the job done, you got to reward the guys in AAA that you consider, you know, top-tier prospects for their performance, because they are raking in AAA right now.
And look at some of these guys. Not only do you have Canna for now, and I mean, you have these guys for the foreseeable future, right? I mean, Marte, and you loved him last year, and you liked the way he plays the game, but I don't know that he's physically right.
Well, I mean, just go through. Yeah, I mean, Marte was. I mean, we saw how big a loss he was last season, right? When he got hurt.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How much we missed him at the top of that lineup. But I mean, he's at 217 right now. He has not played to the back of his baseball card.
217? I mean, 217. You're on the verge of a quarter of the way through the season.
But wasn't that my concern before the season started, when you roll back the same lineup?
Yeah, it was your concern, but it wasn't to this extent.
No.
Now I think you're on the verge of panic. Before, there was like, how do we get over the hump and win the whole thing? Like, it's two different things.
Yeah, two different, I mean, completely different things. Yeah, I mean, absolutely, but I don't know. I mean, this is, I understand this is what you have, but and we're early. I mean, May 12th is early, but it's starting to get late early. Like, I mean, 5 straight series, losing to bad teams, not scoring any runs. Senga walks too many people. There needs to be something they need a shot of life. Like, didn't you feel like Harrison Bader was like a shot of
yes,
energy of life to the Yankees?
Yes, I do.
The Mets need that.
Well, where are you going to get it from? Unless it's Vientos or Mauricio, where can you get it from?
Well, you told me you don't want to trade your best prospects, right? So it doesn't feel like it's going to be in a trade anywhere.
I mean, in a perfect world, I don't want to know.
Right. So you have two guys that are playing probably as good as you could play. And you got a bunch of guys in this lineup that aren't performing. Like, I don't know whatever kind of gymnastics you have to do with your roster, or if you're worried about hurting feelings, like, we got to get past that. If you think one of those guys can jump up here and ignite you a little bit, I'm not saying carry the team, but at least fill one of the holes in your lineup that you currently have. Like, maybe an influx of youth. Because, I mean, listen, Beatty's come here and established himself as the everyday third baseman.
And Alvarez has turned it around, too.
Right. And forget this whole notion that he can't defend. The guy's an excellent pitch framer. I haven't seen any problem with him defensively at all. So, I mean, at the very least, give him a chance. See, this is what I'll tell you. It's funny, because in the NHL, how they would do it, if we went through a slide like this and you had some guys that were underperforming, get the old, like, the healthy scratch. Why don't you go watch this one from up top and change your perspective? And then they call up a young kid who was just flying. And you hope that the young... Yeah, right. Like, it would put you on edge, because now you might lose your job. And it would also kind of, kid comes up, big smile on his face, happy to be there. Makes you remember why you love playing the game so much. Kind of like eases the pressure. Like, oh yeah, I forgot. This is a game. I should be having fun. But it does not look... It looks bad right now. And it's slowly zapping me of life, if you can't hear it already.
They're stealing your voice.
They're stealing. My voice is gone.
The Mets are ruining Rick's voice. If for no other reason, root for the Mets to save Rick's voice.
To save my voice, and let's save our tailgate, man.
We could be watching a last place team on June 1.
We might have Mets players at the tailgate.
It can't get worse. What could happen? They could get shut out.
We're going to have a band, and we'll have a DJ and free food. Why not? Come over.
Come on over. Brett Beatty, would you like a hot dog?
Yeah.
You'd Pete be Alonso.
No, you wouldn't be given. I'd be the one, hey, Brett, drink hot dog. You'd be like, listen, Brett, this is what I'm going to need you to do.
Listen, you're flying open, okay? All right, listen, Pete, you're not leaning in.
Listen, fellas, watch this Frank Ntilikina video. Yes. This is a yeah. day after I spoke to him at Lord & Taylor.
Do you remember when Frank Ntilikina was not great? Okay. Then I spoke to him in the sweater aisle at Lord & Taylor. It all turned around then.
I spoke to Frank and then picked myself up a beautiful pair of winter gloves.
Yeah, that's right. So a couple things. A, can I offer you a cashmere sweater? And B, you got to go to right.
Stay inside the baseball, Pete. Come on.
That's right. Inside to out. Come on. Inside to out. Say it with me.
See, that's the thing, man. I mean, when you roll back a lineup and they had, I mean, as much success winning series. I mean, they had a special season last year, and I know it was kind of a disappointment at the end, but 101 wins. And then you expect, you know, the guys that carried you to have those kind of like Pete had an awesome season last year. Lindor was really good. Jeff McNeil won the freaking batting title. I mean, are those things that you think are repeatable?
Repeatable, I don't know about that, but 90% of that,
80%
of that,
like, yeah, better than this.
I thought it was, you know, you could get into that realm again. Did I think McNeil would win the batting title? No. Did I think he'd be bad? No. Right. I mean, Nimmo's been good. Pete, yep. Pete's hit for power, but what's Pete hitting on the season?
Pete is not 234.
Yeah, not no bueno.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Not excited for the Mets tonight.
No, we had such a nice day yesterday celebrating a bunch of wins. How quickly it changes.
Yeah, changes on a dime, New York sports, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, you just said it. I mean, how much extra added pressure there is on the Knicks just to carry us a little bit.
Now, Knicks lose tonight. I mean, what happens if the Knicks lose tonight? Now all the focus turns to the Mets and the Yankees?
Yeah, unless you want to spend the next, I mean, couple months just breaking down the Jets and Giants schedules.
You laugh. I'm not opposed to that.
I considered it.
I'm not opposed to spending the next 3 hours and 40 minutes breaking down the NFL schedule.
Just go win-loss, win-loss for the next couple
win-loss,
months.
Win-loss, win-loss. Win, win, loss, loss. Absolutely.
Open the show Monday, win, loss, win, loss. Then on
we'll
Tuesday,
do it again. Because
you know what, Dave?
Maybe over the weekend, maybe you'll rethink your win, loss, win, loss. We'll do it again Monday.
Right. Just to make sure that we've, you know, crossed every T and dotted every I with the examination of every game.
Yes, we'll exam. Big exams.
It's bad, man. It really is.
It's not good. I mean, no. And tonight, I mean, I mean, Mackenzie Gore is a good pitcher.
Yeah.
That's not a layup.
Nope. Not when you're not hitting.
Right.
Scoring runs.
I mean, right now, over under Mets runs tonight.
Over under on Mets runs tonight?
Yeah.
I would put it at probably, what, 3?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on, I mean, it's a lot of pressure on the starting pitcher to go out there and give your team a chance. Until they can figure it out. And then once you get down, especially like you did yesterday in the first inning, I mean, you're down 4 in the first inning. Yeah, now you're trying to, you're pressing.
I mean, can Vogelbeck, can he, I mean, they acquired this guy as if he's some kind of on-base machine and he hits for power.
He doesn't hit for power.
At all?
No. No, I mean, I get the numbers right here. So left field, talking about holes in the lineup, Mark Canha, and I like him, just not having a good season. Left field production, the current average for your left fielders combined is a, ooh, beautiful, 195.
I mean, come on.
Which is 29th in Major League Baseball.
That's putrid, 195.
195, you have 26 hits from left field, which is 29th. And then your OPS, which is on base plus slugging percentage, is 24th. In left field.
It's gross is what it is. Yeah. Well, you want, okay, so listen to the lineup from yesterday, right? We'll get to the calls in a second, 800-919-3776. Nimmo, he's having a good season, right?
Yep.
You would say overall?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop me when you get to the next guy that you look at and say, he's having a good year. Lindor. McNeil. Alonso.
Power-wise, yeah.
Yes. Beatty.
He's been all right.
He's been okay. Marte.
No.
Vogelbach.
I don't. I'm not a big fan.
Canha.
No.
So how, of your everyday nine, how many of those guys would you say are meeting or exceeding expectations?
1.5.
That's Nimmo and the power of Alonso, or are you including Beatty in that?
I would make it 2 then, because I'm taking the power from Pete in the fact that Beatty has kind of, he's established himself as the guy at third
right.
base.
Okay. So you're giving me Nimmo is 1, Alonso and Beatty combined for another one, that's 2.
Yeah, and then Alvarez, maybe so 2.5, and Alvarez I'll throw in there too, just because it looks like he's getting it.
But Lindor has been, let's be frank, has been bad. McNeil has not been good. Marte has been putrid. Vogelbach, I think, might just not be very good. And Canha has been awful. And all I heard about Canha this offseason is, he's put on 10 pounds of muscle and the power is going to, you know, be extreme and you're not going to be able to wait to see what you're going to see. Well, you know what? From somebody, can we turn it on at some point?
Yeah, someone's going to have to do it. I mean, this is who you have. Like, this is not one of those, like, it wasn't when you were asking me the question about, you know, which team are you more concerned about? And we brought up the Yankees and level of concern. At least with the Yankees, this was when you had no, you know, Judge wasn't back in the lineup yet and you were still waiting on Stanton. Like, outside of those two young kids playing in Syracuse, there's no one that's coming in that's going to change this thing.
No, this is who you have. This is your rotation. This is your bullpen. This is your offense. Figure it out. Let's go to Joe in Queens. Joe, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. Big fan, first-time caller. Wanted to get your thoughts on the Mets coaching shuffle after a 101-win season. I don't understand why they decided to start moving around some of these coaches. I mean, I guess we may be grappling for straws, trying to understand what's going on with this team. But I feel like a lot of it is rooted in this coaching change, and it's hitting coaching change. I just want to get your thoughts on that. Have a great day, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for that first-time call.
Yeah, but Chavez, he's just your bench coach now. It's not like he's just said to everyone, listen, this is my new position, so I'm not going to help with hitting. You got a bunch of guys that are just underperforming. And like Lindor, yes, as far as shortstops are concerned, I mean, he has the most RBI at the position. But still, like, there are higher expectations for him. And I love that he plays every single day. I have so much respect for that. But when you're going through a downtime, like the Mets are going through a downtime, your best players have to show up and help carry you.
224.
Right.
I mean, the guy's getting $300 million.
$341, I believe.
Right. You sent legitimate prospects to bring this guy in. He's supposed to be, if not the face of the franchise, one of the key pieces of the franchise. You can't hit 224.
He's supposed to be one of the best players in baseball. I mean, that's the expectation when you get paid.
You know
like
what,
that.
Though? Well, here's the thing. And I like him. And I think he's good. And I agree on the everyday. When you think about the best players in baseball, do you really think about Francisco Lindor?
The best players in baseball.
Yeah,
I mean, if I'm sitting here
asking you, tell me the top 12 players in baseball. He's being paid like a top 12 player. He's getting paid forever, too. Do you really think Francisco Lindor is a top 12 player in Major League Baseball?
Who? Probably not, no.
No?
No.
I don't think you do.
No, I don't. They're top 12 in all of baseball, no.
I mean, isn't that what you thought you were getting?
Is he the best player on his team?
Is he the best player on his team? Probably not.
No, right? I mean, I think that would be Pete.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Francisco Lindor salary-wise, and I hate to go to money, but we will because you asked me, is the 10th. So average annual is the 10th highest paid player in
right.
Major League Baseball.
And that's going to go on for a long time, too.
Yeah, it's a long-term deal.
So, I mean, am I getting he's the 10th best player? Now he's the 10th highest paid player, period, or position player?
Period.
Okay. So is he the, if you drafted right now the top 10 players in Major League Baseball, when you get to 10, are you thinking about Lindor?
No.
You're not even considering that.
No, and on top of that, who is the, who are the two highest paid players per year?
Is Judge one?
No. No, there's two of them on our team that make identical.
Oh, the pitchers?
Yeah. Max Scherzer being that guy. So Max Scherzer is being paid over $43 million a year. Has he performed like a pitcher that deserves $43 million a year?
No. Has anybody earned their keep so far this season for the Mets?
I think Nimmo.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And he got paid too.
I think Nimmo, Robertson's been really good. I mean, it's just, but if you were strictly hitting, no, you have a lot of guys that are underperforming
Nimmo.
Right now.
Only Nimmo. Here is Lindor. Thoughts on being shut out so many times so far this season.
Hats off to all the teams that shut us out. That's pretty much it. That's all I got. I mean, I wish I had the answer for that one.
That's great. That's great. I mean, so you're like captain-esque on this team. You're the everyday shortstop. You're asked about being shut out so many times. I don't know.
The Mets got to get back to just having fun, man. Like, that's their identity. It is a team that goes out and they have fun. They enjoy each other. Talked about last year how good that clubhouse was, and it's not what it looks like now. And I get it. When you're not hitting and you're not scoring runs, I mean, it's tough, but.
Putrid. Here's Buck Showalter on the state of his Mets.
It's a challenge for us, something I feel confident that our guys will meet. We didn't score any runs today, I thought Kodai was a victim of, he's got a broken bat flare to center and a check swing the other way, and that kind of gets multiplied when you're not scoring any runs. And, we saw a lot of different arms. We knew we were going to see a bunch of them out of the bullpen. But, it's tough because we know our guys are capable a lot better offensively. It's frustrating for everybody, especially the players.
I like Buck a lot. This laissez-faire attitude of it's no big deal. We just didn't score any runs today. You never score runs.
No, that's the problem. And you're not playing great teams. And you mentioned it to start the show. Your two wins were a 1-0 win against Colorado and a 2-1 win against Cincinnati. You scored 3 runs in your 2 wins.
Bad. It's bad. The state of the Mets right now is really a problem.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The schedules are out. Now, we're fired up for the NFL schedule release. Luckily for you, our friends at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN, have great deals on great seats with a huge selection off tickets to this year's hottest matchups. Experience every tackle, every pass, every heart-pounding play of your favorite team live and in person for the best selection of 2023 tickets. Shop now. This doesn't make sense. Just Vivid Seats? I'm going to say just go to vividseats.com or download
better.
The app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. That's what
Ad-lib.
I do. I manipulate the read on the fly.
That's because you're just looking at it for the first time, yeah.
What do you want me to do? Study it? Commit
Maybe
it to memory?
Take a glance?
I was glancing. It says justvividseats.com. Just visit.
I think it sounds better the way you said it, yeah.
Just visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. All right, enough of that. No, nobody cares. What people care about right now is the NFL schedule.
I'm a hero!
Have you looked and perused and committed to memory the Jets and Giants schedules?
I have.
To memory?
To memory.
I don't even have the Giants to memory yet. If you have them to memory, you're a hero.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it quite a bit yesterday. I mean, in my current state, probably not like as quickly as I'd like, but
you know what I'm going to do?
A tough schedule.
You know what I'm going to do for you? Because I feel for you today, and I know you're battling, and I have the highest level of respect for you. You know what we're going to do for you right now?
What?
Come closer.
I'm close.
We're going to start with the Jets schedule.
Look at you.
That's what we're going to do.
What a guy.
Because you got Aaron Rodgers, and you have the offensive and defensive rookies of the year, and you have the excitement that very few teams have heading into this 2023 season. Would you like to look at the Jets schedule?
I would love.
Yes?
Maybe erase that one. If I could erase any, maybe that one.
No,
yeah, of course.
Not be. No.
Let's focus here.
All right. Raymond, you have any music for me? And here we go. We start on a meaningful night across the nation, most specifically in New York, as the Jets on September the 11th play host to the Buffalo Bills for the entire country to see. A game that will be standalone on ESPN television.
That is a tough, tough first game.
Yep.
I told you yesterday. I mean, would I rather this game later on in the season? Yeah, I would, but I get it. It's a sexy matchup.
Very sexy.
I was talking to a buddy before I got on the show about Buffalo, and he's...
So go ahead.
Go ahead. I think the way that you described it yesterday is the best way to describe it. I mean, this is going to be Tuesday, September 12th. I come in. We take phone calls. We're the kings of the world because we just beat Buffalo. Love our chances to win the division. If for some reason it doesn't look great, we feel awful. But I think, I mean, if I asked you right now, the team, assuming that defense is great, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. If I asked you the team that you think has the best chance to win the AFC East, it would be who?
The Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So you play them twice. This one's the game at home. Are you at your best in week one?
Well, regardless of whether you're best, it's a game you really need to win.
Right.
So where are you going?
Oh, we're doing win-loss.
Oh,
now?
Yeah. You're going to do the Jets. I'm going to do the Giants. We're
going to give
them
a win.
The first glance win-loss.
I'll give them a win.
Give them a win.
Buffalo?
1-0. What do you think the spread on this game is?
I think I would say... We haven't seen what the Jets look like. I'll say Jets... Jets minus a point and a half.
Buffalo minus one. Ugh. Buffalo minus one. All right, so you have your Jets at 1-0. Then they get sloppy. They take a visit down to the repulsive Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Short week down to Dallas. I'll be rooting for the Jets. America will be rooting for the Jets. Who wins that game?
I'll say Dallas.
Oh, come on. I set you up for a win.
No, I know you set me up for a win, but...
These things you said you were going to do.
I mean, you talk such a big game.
Who did? I did?
Yeah, what do you mean? Yes, you did. I'm gonna spike your turkey. I'm going to poison your boxed wine. You went right after the guy.
I don't think you said it was going to spike the turkey.
No, I was going to defile the turkey.
You're going to defile the turkey.
That may have been a caveat situation, though. Like, maybe it was dependent on it being on Thanksgiving. Now that it's not, you know, things changed.
So, can you have sliced turkey?
A deli turkey, maybe?
A deli turkey?
Bring in a turkey sandwich, Raymond. If you bring in a turkey sandwich, I'll defile the turkey sandwich.
So that's a loss?
Well, here's the thing, okay?
Here's
the thing.
Here we go.
What up? I'm trying to take this game serious. I'm not trying to be just a straight homer. I have my concerns about week one. But if I resign myself to the fact that they're going to lose week one at home against Buffalo... And now I got to win going to Buffalo. I'm giving him a 1-1 start, however you want to look at that.
All right. RJ, you writing this down?
1-1.
1-1. But I want this filed away, and we'll revisit this at a later date.
Well, I think we need to take some time in between the schedule coming out, see what happens, and then make predictions, no?
Yes. Well, these are not the official season predictions, but these will be first blush predictions. Patriots have beaten you, what, is it 14?
We love you, Patriots out!
I think it's 14 consecutive times. This will be, I believe, the Patriots' first road game of the season at the Jets, September the 24th, 1 o'clock. You better win that game.
Yeah, I'm giving a win.
That's 2-1.
Yep.
And then the next Sunday night.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs and lay the net.
You host the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is an exciting game.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Very exciting game.
At 2-1.
2-1. I'm going to say, I'll say loss.
2-2.
Yeah.
And then you go to Denver and take on the Broncos.
Who should be better? I mean, if Russell Wilson can't figure it out now, he's not going to figure it out.
It's called the Dandewich.
I'll say win.
Broncos country, that's right.
And then you host the NFC champions at 3-2.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Why are we going win-loss, win-loss now? I thought we were going to, like, break the schedule down first.
Well, we can do whatever we want to do.
All right, because I think you just really want to play win-loss, win-loss. That's
I like,
what we're doing.
I like win-loss, and I think what we're doing is we're breaking down the schedule as we play win-loss.
Okay, so now we're in Philly?
You're home to Philly. You're 3-2, you're 4-25, and you're home to Philadelphia. Ugh. Boy, this is no easy start to the season.
No, I think that's the big takeaway here is the start of the season is not very easy.
And I don't think the Giants will be much different when we get to them in a couple minutes.
I will say at home.
Go with the Deagles.
So if I say win here, that puts us at what, 4-2 in the first six?
That's right.
I don't know how. I'm going to say loss.
Oy. All right, 3-3.
D-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
3-3.
No, here's the scary part, though. Here's what scares me, though, about saying what I just said.
By the way, this is a brutal first six games.
Yeah, it's brutal. But here's the problem, though, too. It's Buffalo at home, New England at home, Kansas City at home, Philly at home. I don't like it. I don't. I'd like to redo it. But I just gave you 1-3 in your first four home games.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good.
And I think you've lost three straight, right, at home?
No, I beat New England at home.
No, you didn't give me 1-3. You gave me beating the Bills. You gave me beating the Patriots.
Oh, I did give you beating the Bills, yeah. I have concerns about that game, though.
I would understand why you would. All right, so now you're 3-3, and now you and I don't speak for the week. We head into the weekend. Jets at Giants. You're 3-3.
We are the Giants.
Here's the beauty of this. I'm coming off the bye, which I think is at a nice time.
It is nice for you, yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you get the first six tough games out of the way. Now you take a step back. What needs to be adjusted? Is everyone on the same page? And boom, you come out of the gates flying, and you stomp the Giants.
Stomp.
Stomp.
Okay. I'm going to remember that word. Stomp the Giants.
Stomp the Giants.
Now you're 4-3.
Yep.
Enjoy it, my friend. Your win, because now you host the L.A. Chargers. San Diego
Yeah, but now we're rolling. Now we're feeling good about ourselves.
So now it's clicking on all cylinders, as they would say.
Now we've ironed out the kinks a little bit. I'm going win.
5-3.
Yep.
And then you go to Las Vegas. Short week.
You let him go to Vegas, we definitely not going to see him.
This is a Sunday night. You go from Monday night to Sunday night, and you visit Jimmy Garoppolo and the handsome Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, I don't like the turnaround. I don't love it. I don't love it at all.
And you're 5-3 right now.
5-3. I think I'm going to give him a win.
6-3, because now it is clicking, clicking.
Feeling
6-3, up to Buffalo, 4-25, the Bills.
I am a Bills fan. Let's go, Bills.
I'll have them splitting, so I said win. I'll give him a loss here.
Yep. All right, so you got now 6-4. And then you're home to a division rival on a short week. The Miami Dolphins.
I'm going to give them a win.
7-4.
Yep.
Home to the Falcons.
Win.
8-4, home to the Texans.
Win.
9-4.
The Red Stallions. Ha.
Yeah, not the Red Stallions. That'll be the Texans. Then you face the Chicken of the Sea, the Dolphins.
I'm the 72 Dolphins.
I'll give him a loss.
So what is that now? 9-5? And then you and Rosenberg battle.
I love my commies.
After not being invited to the wedding, you celebrate Christmas. Christmas Eve Day, hosting Washington.
Yeah, here's what I do. Because I'm so angry with Rosenberg, I make a phone call to my buddies at the Jets, and I say, hey, put some money on the board for a win from Uncle Rick.
Really?
They smash Washington.
So now you're at what? 10-5?
Yep.
Wow. And then, this is unbelievable, another primetime game, Thursday night at Cleveland.
Cleveland! This is for you!
You're 10-5.
No!
10-5. Whew. I'm going to need these games at the end of the season, though, I would imagine. So, I mean, this is, again, short turnaround, but still, I'll give them the win in Cleveland.
11-5, and then for the season sweep, week 17, at a time to be determined, you will take on Bill Belichick. And the New England Patriots.
I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor.
You know what?
What?
This is going to be the year. This is going to be the year.
Sweep? We're
going to go into New England. Week 18. Going to need the win. We're going to win the game. Give me a win.
And there you have it. 12-5. A first glance. Hot off the presses. 12-5. That's some season.
That's some season. Yeah, well, I have no choice. I mean, this is the kind of season that we need to have.
That's some season. I worry a little bit about those first six games.
I worry a lot about those first six games. I worry a lot about week one. I don't expect Breece Hall to be Breece Hall in week one. I mean, I'm happy that he's on track to be back, but that doesn't mean he's going to be the, you know, game-changing, explosive running back we saw before he got hurt. And I also worry about just, I mean, everyone that... the ability for this team on offense to kind of just mesh right away.
Well, I got to tell you, I think they're going to, I mean, they're going to have to.
No, they're going to have to, but I mean, remember, Tampa didn't. I mean, yeah, there was some growing pains in Tampa, but I mean, this is different because Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers already have that relationship.
And the NFC at that time was not what the AFC is now.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm pointing out that you can't expect it to be just seamless. Like, I'm happy that Aaron Rodgers is spending time. What do you mean? You can get off to a 3-3 start.
You can get, yeah. Well, that's what you have. You have a 3-3 start.
Okay, yeah, get off to a 3-3 start.
You can't get off to a 1-5 start.
Well, come on, Dan. I mean, that's
you say, come on. It's Bills, it's Cowboys, it's Chiefs, it's at the Broncos, and it's the Eagles.
No, I understand. But you saying you can't get off to a 1-5 start? Of course, you can't. I mean, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. But can you afford to do that? No, is what I'm saying. No, you can't afford to get off to a 1-5 start. You need to find a way to make sure that when the season starts is that, I mean, it doesn't have to be as good as it's going to get, but it's got to be pretty damn close.
Yeah, if you get it to 3-3 and then the second half of your schedule gets much easier, you can get away with that. But let's be honest now. Bills, Cowboys, Patriots, Chiefs, at Broncos, Eagles, and then at Giants, and then Chargers. I mean, there's the easiest landing spot in those games is what? The Patriots?
Is the Patriots? I mean, it's a home game essentially against the Giants. Depending on what, I mean, Denver's defense is good, depending on what Sean Payton's been able to do with Russell Wilson in the offense.
I'm just saying that that's a hell of an early schedule.
Well, yeah, hell of an early schedule, but on top of that, I mean, you went through some of the, you know, the blessing and the curse of being a team that everyone wants to watch is the amount of primetime games that you're going to get. So we're going to have the 5 primetime games plus, I mean, you know, you kind of consider the Black Friday game. I know it starts in the afternoon, but it's essentially a primetime game. But, I mean, you're talking about some quick turnarounds, man. Right? I mean, they going Monday night at home to Sunday night in Vegas. That's a tough, I mean, that's a tough turnaround.
The Jets have 6 1:00 games on Sunday. Six. Yeah. That's it. It's a tough schedule. Listen, it's going to be great. They could be a very, very good team, but that is a hell of a schedule to start the season.
They have to be. They have to be a good team.
I think you could even say they have to be better than good.
Yeah, right. Hence the 12-5 record I just gave them.
Yeah, 12-5. You'd sign for that right now. Let's go to some calls on the schedule. Very exciting. 1-800-919-3776. Ira, Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Whenever the schedule comes out, it's always like a holiday.
It's wonderful.
You know what? I don't want to repeat what Rick said. I kind of agree with him, but I do think the familiarity with Rodgers and Hackett, I think the offense will gel a little sooner than expected. It's really, to me, it's all on the offensive line. I'm not worried about the defense. I don't like the short turnarounds. But at the end of the day, yeah, I totally expect them to get off to a slow start. You know, you go 2-2 those first four games or 3-3 the first six. I think you set yourself up well. You got to remember, 98, okay? I think they started off 0-2 or 1-3, and look how they finished 12-4. So I think Rick nailed it. I think they go up to New England. I think they have a shot to get to 12. And I think, honestly, I'm going to go that they clinch a playoff spot in Cleveland and they're playing the Pats for a chance of winning the division title last week.
Ira, you didn't call yesterday. I was very disappointed. I wanted to ask you this question because you're my Jets guy. How do you feel about playing Buffalo in week one?
Oh, I actually love it. I moved my birthday yesterday, so I didn't.
Oh, happy birthday, Ira.
Well, thank you. So, I'm good with it. I know there's a lot of rumors about the Giants. I'd rather play the Bills than the Giants because, quite honestly, I think the Jets are better than the Bills right now, and they haven't even strapped up their helmets. I think the Bills are taking a step back, and I think the division is up for grabs.
I agree with the division up for grabs, but what is your mindset behind the Bills taking a step back?
Change of coordinators, and I think they had their chances very much like they had 4 shots at the Super Bowl. The last 3 years, approximately, they had their run. They didn't get there. I don't just see it repeating. I love Josh Allen. I think they had their run. That's how they'll be good. They're going to be knocking on.
You think they're on the downswing then, Buffalo?
Yeah, I think Buffalo's. I'm not talking they go all of a sudden become like a 7 and
right. But
you
just think as far as Buffalo right up there in the AFC and a legitimate Super Bowl contender, you think that ship has sailed?
Yeah, I think the ship has sailed.
Wow. Well, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend and happy birthday. I'm not there yet. I mean, Josh Allen was all hurt last year. They won a playoff game and then lost their second game. So I'm not at the point where I don't look at them as a legitimate team that can win the AFC.
Yeah, that was the amazing part for me last season when you talk about like Josh Allen having a down year. I mean, if you look at, I mean, you take a quick peek at his numbers, it's still outside of the interceptions, obviously. And if you want to attribute that to not having Brian Daboll or whatever else, I mean, I almost feel about him as I feel about like what Joe Burrow said. Like, my window to win a championship will be as long as I'm the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep.
Let's not pretend like Josh Allen isn't awesome.
He's phenomenal.
Now,
they ask him to do way too much.
Way too much.
But he is awesome. Absolutely awesome. All right.
Well, that's the other thing, though. But here's the other thing, too, about that, is that, you know, you're trying to learn a new system, and hopefully it, you know, because Aaron Rodgers has such a good grasp on it, he can teach everybody, and he's like a coach on the field, all that great stuff. Offensive line is figured out. But you're also getting this as fresh as Josh Allen's going to be all season long.
Right off the bat. Yep.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.